Here's your coffee. Careful, it's hot. Tea. You wanted a cup of tea. Sorry, old habits. I will go and make you that cup of tea. I don't mind it. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've just been. I couldn't have gotten through today without you. That's what siblings are for. Maybe, but thank you all the same. It's been a difficult day. It's kind of surreal. It must be for you too, I mean. Burying our parents. My mother, your father. I can't believe they're actually gone. After so long, they were always there, always there. Watching, and now they're in the ground. I couldn't have gotten through today without you. And, I've been wanting to say this for a while. It just never seemed to be the right time. My relationship with my mother wasn't. It was difficult. Growing up as an only child, it was lonely. Even more than lonely, because she was never home. She was always working. It wasn't even a home, it was just a house. There was no heart, no family. It wasn't her fault. She tried her best, and after my father died, well, she didn't have a choice. But I didn't know what family was. Just what I read in books, what I saw on TV. And then she met your father. I gained a sibling. And it was... You changed my life. Having someone who was there, having someone who cared. It was... I don't have the words. I know that in recent years there's been some distance. You moved away. You never came home. I understand, I get it. It was difficult. I don't know why he threw you out. Come now, that's exactly what he did. Not to speak ill of the dead, but he threw you out. You say that because you're lovely. You didn't want to go. I know you didn't. And yes, he paid your rent and he gave you an allowance, but he still threw you out of your home. He still took you away from me. You know, I begged my mother to talk to him, to do something to... I don't know. But she didn't do anything. They pretended like everything was just as it always was. That everything was perfect, that there was nothing missing. It drove me crazy. We would have arguments, you know. And all they would ever say is that you were happy. That you had your own life and that I had to have my own life. I had to find something. Find someone. They kept trying to set me up. Friends. Cousins. It was insulting. They thought that I was so fickle that I would just move on. What's wrong? It's no wonder you don't feel well. It's been a difficult day. Sit down. Just sit. I'm sure it'll pass. Here, let me just take your cup. Well, you might drop it. Just, there you are. Just sit down. I can't believe that they took you away from me and expected me to be happy. Expected me to be the perfect little daughter. Insulting. I lived for the days when you came home. And to start off with, you came home every holiday. And it was like it was meant to be. We would sleep in the same room. We would talk. You didn't know that I planned it, did you? You didn't know that I planned all those nights where I just fell asleep. Exhausted. I did it to be near you. Because you were finally home. I used to leave before Mother woke up. Until she caught me. And suddenly you didn't come home anymore. Do you remember that Christmas? The first Christmas that you didn't come home? I was waiting by the window. I was happy and hopeful and eager, giddy with anticipation. And I waited and waited and I thought something had happened and I begged my mother to. She told me that you weren't coming. That you were never coming. That you had a new home. I went crazy. I tore down all the decorations. I threw the Christmas tree across the floor. I threw plates and cups. The floor was littered with shards of china, glass. I remember Mother cut her hand. I remember the way she looked at me, the way she begged me to calm down, to listen to them. I didn't. In the end, they had to sedate me. Mother's tablets. They started to slip them to me regularly. They were the perfect drug. Tasteless. Clear. No scent. You could add them to any liquid and you wouldn't even know it. But the effects, oh, they were effective, but slow. You would start to feel a little dizzy. Your stomach would feel a bit off. You would need to sit down. You would slowly fade away. Like you are. You didn't taste them in the coffee, did you? See, I couldn't put them in the tea because, well, I could never drug a cup of tea, but coffee. Do you remember how I used to tease you for drinking coffee? How I used to say that you only did it so I wouldn't kiss you. Oh, this is the last time you'll drink coffee. So that won't be a problem anymore. When I realized that they had been drugging me, I was angry. I was going to confront them, so I pretended to drink my evening tea. And then I crept down the hallway to their bedroom. And then I heard them. They sent you away to break us up. They kept us apart on purpose. Everything. Everything. Our parents betrayed us. And I hated them for it. I hated them with this blind fury that I knew I had to do something. I knew for as long as they were alive, you would never come home. That we would never be together. I couldn't let that happen. I'm your stepsister. We belong together. I've loved you since I saw you. I love you so much. So I killed them. And I thought it would be difficult. I thought there'd be some trace of love. I thought as I plunged the knife in, I would hesitate. But when I looked at them, when I looked at them, I just hate. So much hate. Cold, burning, just. It was easy. And afterwards I smiled for the first time in months since I realized what they had done. And then I could begin to make the arrangements. Arrangements for you coming home. The funeral wasn't a funeral, it was a welcome home party. I wish people had been more lively, but I didn't exactly know. And to be honest, it wasn't just a welcome home party, it was also a going away party. Because we're going away. Because this wasn't home, just like every house I'd ever lived in wasn't home. Home isn't a place, it's a person, your home. And we have to go. I wasn't as careful as I could have been. The detective, he knows. Somehow he knows. He senses it when he looks at me. I think he saw the way I look at you, the way you look at me, the way you held my hand at the church. So we have to run. But I know that you're honest and you'd want to stay to fight. To keep our happy home. But you've been away for so long. It's okay. I did this for you. I did this for us. I would do anything for you. I killed our parents. I killed my mother. I killed your father. And all so we could be together. Because I love you. And you love me, and oh, you've drifted all the way down now. You can't hear me anymore. I wish I could just stay and watch you sleep. Like I used to do. But there's a lot to do. Thankfully, you're still packed. But I need to pack. I need to put our cases in the car. I need to drag you to the car. Don't worry. I know that sometimes you get travel sick. Well, you did when we were younger, so I've got something to keep you under. It'll just make it easier while we're traveling. And when we get there, I won't tell you where because it's a surprise, and also because you're asleep. It's just been so long since I've had you to talk to. I missed you so much. But now you're home. Now we're together, and that's all I've ever wanted. I'll never let anyone separate us again. I won't let anyone take you away from me. Who's at the door? Who had come visiting so late? It's the detective. Of course it's the detective. Don't worry, darling. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of him. I thought that I might have to. It'll be easy. You just sleep. You have sweet dreams and just... I've missed you so much. First kiss. I'd better go to the door. Sleep well. I'll take care of him. And then... just don't worry. I'll look after you. You're my home. You're my love. You're just mine. And I'm never letting you go again. I'm coming, detective. One moment. I'll be right there.